How's it going, everyone? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process and still have their social life. In this episode, I bring with me a friend and fitness colleague, Chrissy Crash. She is a roller derby athlete as well as online fitness coach. And in today's episode, we go more into how to prepare yourself mentally and physically and stay in that athletic state of mind, especially if you're a female athlete. So if you're interested, stay tuned.
A little bit about me. So about 16 years ago, I was a smoker, drinker, fast food eater, unhealthy, low energy. I mean, all of the horrendous things that we all end up finding ourselves as. We're not passionate. We're not like living an awesome life. And at that time, I was a bartender, as a substitute teacher, I was super out of shape. And I saw a commercial on TV for this thing called roller derby. And I was like, what is that? And for those of you that don't know, roller derby is a sport played on roller skates. It's typically played 5-on-5. It is a full contact, amazing roller derby sport. If you're not sure what it is, you can go check out the movie Whip It, which actually ended up, fast forward 7 years later, ended up as one of the co-stars.
I remember that.
So you can go watch Whip It if you want to know what roller derby is. But I found this sport and it totally changed my life. Like, I was someone who, I lived for the weekends. I was exhausted. I was out of shape. And when I found this sport, all of a sudden, all I wanted to do was like be a better athlete. All I wanted to do was be fitter. All of a sudden it was like, well, maybe I don't want to like go out drinking every night of the week, because what I want to do is like wake up early and go to the gym, or I want to start like eating better and started thinking about what I was eating, because all of a sudden, like, everything I was doing related to who I was as an athlete. And this concept of like really like shifting into thinking about myself as an athlete, like, totally changed my life. I mean, it changed my confidence. It changed the way I interact with myself. It changed the way I interact with the people around me. I ended up getting a personal trainer certification. And actually at this point now, what I do is I work with female athletes and I teach women how to actually be athletes. I like to say that roller derby is like a gateway sport. It's a place where a lot of people that maybe didn't grow up as athletes, they end up finding this sport on roller skates and fall in love with it, but they've never really done any kind of actual like athletic training before. And so it ends up this gateway for so many women into this like amazing lifestyle.
That's awesome. I mean, I know of roller derby, I think mostly because of you. I don't even know if I even watched the Whip It. I've seen it, but I don't think I've even watched it. But how prevalent is roller derby, like, in what countries? Like, where is it big, or is it just everywhere? And it's just,
yeah, it's, I want to say it's in over 40 countries, primarily like biggest teams, at least from what I can remember as of recently, you know, COVID and everything. I mean, obviously the US, Canada, Australia has a phenomenal team. I think Sweden was pretty up and coming at one point, the UK, but it's growing. It's everywhere. We actually have a World Cup coming up in the next couple of years here. And I have, a couple years ago, I actually sold everything I owned with my online coaching business and was able to like travel wherever. And I ended up down here in Costa Rica. So now I live in Costa Rica and I will be playing in the World Cup with the Costa Rican team, which is going to be very exciting.
Oh, that is so cool. I've seen roller derby before, and this is awesome. I just love contact sports. So to see like you girls just crushing each other while skating around the rink and everything, and just like women's rugby, I started catching on to that. I mean, man, that is just as awesome as well. So I love seeing female sports get bigger and get a bigger forum. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. There's nothing really hanging out on a Saturday and beating the shit out of your friends. But like, there's something about, man, just smashing into someone. It feels so good. And like, a cool thing is, and I'm sure your listeners probably don't know this, but along my fitness journey, Brad was actually a big part of that. So Brad was like one of my first like lifting coaches. And so it's cool because you were such a part of like me learning like proper form, me learning how to lift well, me really learning a lot about like what it means to train like an athlete. I remember I brought you like I had looked up some like Spark football agility.
Oh, training. Yeah. Nike's Spark football training.
Yeah, I was like, Brad, Jared's like 12-week program. And I'm like, I want to do this. And you're like, okay, let's go. And I think at the end, you made me like a little certificate.
Yeah. And one of the things too is like, that's kind of a hard program. We had to like, you know, tone it, modify it down to what goals we were trying to achieve versus not everyone was trying to be an NFL athlete too. So
I don't think we need to do these neck strengthening exercises.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's all I've ever done is learn from other trainers too. That's just the beauty of being in the industry and seeing what everyone's doing. What kind of the clients are you looking for right now? Is it mostly just roller derby girls? Is that your niche, or do you kind of branch out to kind of all female athletes, or
all female athletes? Because of my love of derby, I do find that I do work with a lot of women in roller derby, but I've worked with everyone from rugby players, runners, Spartan racers, ballroom dancers, soccer players, softball players. So pretty much any women in that want to be better at any kind of a sport is sort of my bread and butter. I think especially because women in general, like, we're so taught this whole like diet and exercise, like, it's just so insidious in culture today, like in like just shitty diet culture, that like my main purpose is to teach women how to stop like dieting and exercising and really how to like eat and train, like how to stop training or how to stop working out to take up less space and how to actually like be confident. And I'm not saying like get huge and take up a ton of space, but like, I feel like so much of our diet culture is about like making women not just tiny to be tiny, but like almost like weaker. And so much of what I do is like teach women how to fuel to have energy or how to train to have strength, but doing so in a way that also like has you feel and look like really fit.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of where the culture is going now in our industry anyways. I think the typical, you have to be super thin and no muscle and 500 calories and all that kind of stuff. I think culture now is like, no, we like fit people. Like, you see all these sprinters and high-powered athletes. It's kind of more mainstream now. So we got to keep pushing that too, even for the younger generations, to be more of an athletic person. Doesn't even mean you need to be an athlete and compete, but it's great if you do. But just to be the most athletic version of yourself only means that you're going to feel great all the time and just moving around in life. So,
and longevity, right? And I think we're going to talk about that maybe in the next episode about like longevity of like, what does it mean to like live a fit, healthy lifestyle for life?
Cressy, how can my audience get a hold of you if they're interested in any of your programs or just reaching out to you? I'm assuming you either have a website or social media handles.
Yeah, you can reach me on Instagram at Chrissy Crash, KrissyKrash. You can also go to ChrissyKrash.com. I do primarily work with roller derby athletes, but again, I do work with, like, my mission is to help women be more athletic. So if you are a woman who like feels like my vibe is your vibe and you're like, wow, I want this chick to whip me into shape, you can email me at ChrissyKrash@gmail.com. Again, all K's, no C's, KrissyKrash. And we go through a little interview process. We customize a program for you. We look at your nutritional needs, your fitness needs, what you need to work on with your mindset, and then we map something out based on that.
And my audience always knows I'll put all those links in the podcast description, so you just click on it. They don't have to write it down right now. But Chrissy, just want to thank you for coming on my show, and thank you for letting me come on your show in the near future. And it's great catching up.
Awesome. Cool. See you later.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, everyone. And I just wanted to say that if anything from this episode resonated with you and it makes you think of somebody, please share and help someone out. You know, I do a lot of variety of topics, and not everything I say works for everyone, but there is going to be that one episode that makes you think of somebody that could help. So I really appreciate it. And just off of looking back the last 3 years of all the episodes I've done, I think three really stand out that I think could help a lot of people. And that's episode 71 with Dr. Amy, where we go into diaphragmatic breathing and how that can really help with your pain levels, and did for me. Episode 195, I had Tim Kelly on, and we really dove deep into microminerals and how important that is and how horrible the American diet is. And the third being episode 292, a more recent one, where I talk about the three tips I would do to help out your lower back. And one of those is just a simple YouTube video that my chiropractor gave me that just took me to the next step of lowering my pain, giving me more range of motion. And I just want to put that out there to check those out if you're having any of these issues. And like I said, thanks for listening.